thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF today dispatched its national chairman to different provinces to try and reconcile warring factions as it seeks to resolve growing divisions over the selection of candidates for this year's general election.
The reason why the Politburo resolved to send the party chairman to these districts, to these provinces, is so that we have a united party going to elections. We want to avoid the mistakes of the past. We want to make sure that we do not give undue credit and advantage to the Movement for Democratic Change.
A new study conducted in South Africa shows HIV-infected people who start treatment early can expect to live near normal lifespans.
What we showed was that patients who started treatment before reaching that threshold of 200 cells per microliter had much higher life expectancies than those patients who only wait until their CD4 count was below the 200 threshold.
And the Premier Soccer League is on a collision course with soccer fans after giving clubs express permission to increase gate charges as and when they like.
Seeking to resolve its growing divisions over the selection of candidates for the upcoming general elections, ZANU-PF today deployed its national chairman to different provinces to try and reconcile warring factions. Chairman Simon Kayamoe was mandated by the party's highest decision-making body, the Politburo, yesterday after it failed to agree on criteria to choose candidates who will contest primary elections ahead of crucial general polls expected to be called sometime this year. Moyo's top destinations are Manicaland and Mashonaland West provinces, where factions are said to be running deep.
The Politburo will again tackle the question of candidates next week. Despite its failure to resolve the issue yesterday, ZANU-PF managed, however, to choose new leadership for its troubled Bulawayo province. The Politburo installed Calistus Ndlovu as provincial chairman and Isaac Takamela as his deputy. Despite all the signs of a troubled institution, ZANU-PF Information Deputy Director Psychology Mazwisa tells reporter Ntungameli Nkomo that there is no crisis in his party.
I don't think it's quite accurate to say that there are divisions in ZANU-PF. That is not what we know, and that is not what is supported by the facts on the ground. What is happening in some instances is that we are having people just registering disagreements with certain perceptions, and I think that is as it should be in any democratic party. The reason why the Politburo resolved to send the party chairman to these districts, to these provinces, is so that we have a united party going to elections. We want to avoid the mistakes of the past. We want to make sure that we do not give undue credit and advantage to the Movement for Democratic Change, which has lost support, considerable support, even amongst its own traditional supporters. So we want to make sure that we do not disadvantage ourselves unduly and due to some disagreements that we can resolve. So the chairperson of the party is going around the nation, particularly for that reason, to make sure that we are a united party going ahead.
You are saying, Mr. Mazwisa, that the party is not very united, yet you are saying again that there are no divisions. How do you reconcile the two?
Look, divisions and lack of unity obviously have to do with, it depends what you're talking about. Divisions are what some would call factions. We don't have those in ZANU-PF. We only have one candidate that we're supporting. We are all in agreement that we have to rally behind the party. What I'm talking about as divisions are, you know, misunderstandings and people registering different perceptions, different opinions about different issues. And like I said, that is as it should be in any democratic state. The reason why the chairperson has been deployed is to make sure that we are a united front, that we are agreeing on the fundamental principles of the party fundamental principles, like, for example, that we must all be in agreement that we have one candidate in this election as a presidential candidate. We must also all agree that as ZANU-PF cadres, as ZANU-PF members and even candidates, we rally behind the principles and the policies of the party as we have championed over the years, so that we do not have discord, for example, on issues to do with indigenization and so on and so forth. So that is really the idea behind this.
ZANU-PF Information Director, Deputy Director of Psychology, Mazwisa.
For perspective, Ntungameli reached political analyst and NANGO chairman Efidlela Ncube, who calls Kaya Moyo's task mission impossible.
The structure within ZANU-PF and the divisions within the said party are bigger than its national chairperson, Simon Kaya Moyo. They are bigger than President Mugabe. They are bigger than ZANU-PF itself. They are linked directly to what ZANU-PF has been doing for the past 33 years. Having destroyed the country, they have succeeded also in destroying their own political party. So there is no way any person can succeed in uniting ZANU-PF. Its problems are far bigger, far greater, and they go far deeper for anybody to do anything about it, particularly in the remaining so few months that are there. For me, an election can only be won for ZANU-PF by the opposition.
That was political analyst and NANGO chairman Effie Idlela Ncube.